Welcome to another edition of Giants Chronicles, brought to you by New York Presbyterian. I'm Bob Pop at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. On Sunday, the Giants will play their 11th wild card game when they take on the Packers at Lambeau Field. Here's a look back at the Giants' history playing in the wild card round. In the pre-Super Bowl era, the team with the best record from the Eastern Conference would play the team with the best record from the Western Conference in the NFL Championship game, which essentially was the only postseason game back then. But in 1958, the Giants were tied with the Browns for the best record in the East as they battled through the snow in a classic regular season finale. Sam Huff and the Big Blue defense had the daunting task of trying to stop Cleveland's Hall of Fame running back, Jim Brown, the MVP of the league that year. After a hard-fought battle, the game would be decided on the final play.
Summerall kicks. It's good. The season's longest field goal. The Giants and Browns are tied for the Eastern title. There must be a playoff.
A week later, the two teams would meet again in Yankee Stadium, and the Giants made sure the outcome was the same.
We relied on our defense, and we knew we were going to shut them down. And when you shut Jim Brown down for four quarters, brother, you're doing something. Tom Landry, he set up the defense to stop the Browns, and stop them we did.
Intercepts Plum on a spectacular catch, and a 10-0 defensive epic puts the Giants in the title game with the Colts. Fans go wild celebrating football's little miracle stretch drive to the Eastern title.
In 1970, a new 18 playoff system was implemented as a result of the AFL merging with the NFL. Four teams from each conference would make the postseason. The three division winners, plus a wild card winner, which was the non-divisional winning team that had the best win-loss record in its conference. In 1978, two more wild card teams were added for a total of 10 teams in the playoffs, all competing for the end goal, a trip to the Super Bowl. The Giants had fallen into a drought, having not made the postseason since 1963. But in 1981, New York changed the fate of their franchise forever when they drafted Lawrence Taylor out of the University of North Carolina. LT would make an immediate impact, wreaking havoc on opposing quarterbacks and inspiring his teammates.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs and have some fun.
The result was Big Blue's first postseason berth in 18 years. The Giants would travel down the road to face their bitter rivals, the Philadelphia Eagles, in the 1981 NFC wildcard playoff game.
I think they had beat us 11 times in a row, and we made it a point that they weren't going to beat us anymore that year.
The Eagles were a 7-point favorite, but the Giants scored on their first two possessions and opened up a 20-0 first quarter lead when Mark Haynes recovered a fumble in the Eagles' end zone.
Trying to come to the right, and Henry will take it. He drops it at the 5.
Scott Bruner connected with Tom Mullady to give the Giants a 27-7 halftime lead.
Bruner at the 30. He's going along the end zone. Complete touchdown, Mullady. Mullady caught the seam. He ran a perfect route.
But Philadelphia battled back. Wilbert Montgomery's 2 second-half touchdowns cut the lead to 27-21. And as the Eagles and their fans sensed a miracle comeback, the Giants' offense was determined to extinguish the rally.
This was one time in a situation where the offense could win the game. We had done a great job up to that point. And if we got a couple first down, people were going to say, well, hey, the offense did their job, and they won the game when it had to be won.
Behind an inspired offensive line, running back Rob Carpenter rumbled through the Eagles' defense, chewing up yardage in time that preserved the victory.
That winning attitude, that work ethic, people started believing in themselves. I think we made a statement there that we weren't going to be the same New York Giants. This is a new crew in town.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, greatest wildcard games, presented by New York Presbyterian. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, Greatest Wild Card Games, presented by New York Presbyterian.
Beating the Rams in Anaheim after we've been beaten by them in the regular season by 20-something points, that was a big lift for my personal confidence. That's the day I said to myself, hey, Parcells, you can do this.
1984 marked the first time Big Blue would make the playoffs under head coach Bill Parcells. In the NFC wildcard game, the Giants traveled to Los Angeles to face the league's most prolific running back, Eric Dickerson, and a Rams team that had already beaten the Giants convincingly earlier in the season.
I think in 1984, we joined forces and aligned ourselves together.
That was the game where we crossed over on this West Coast offense, being able to stop it.
Did something really profound and enduring from a team that was 3-12-1 to a playoff caliber team. And we beat a good team in LA in the Rams, and we became a team that believed at that time.
That was the game where we had things in place that showed us, hey, we are headed the right way.
New York's season would unfortunately come to an end the next week when they lost to the 49ers in the divisional playoff round in San Francisco.
Well, my hair's standing up on the back of my neck right now because, you know, San Francisco was an Achilles heel. They beat us in 81, they beat us in 84, but they never physically beat us. They'd always have to do trick this, trick that. And, you know, we kind of hated them.
San Francisco felt like they were in our division. You know, we seemed to always play them. They were always at very crucial times.
The Giants would get a chance at redemption the following season when they hosted their West Coast nemesis in the 1985 wild card game, their first home playoff game in 23 years.
Yeah, come on, baby! Yeah! Woo! Go! Come on, baby! Come
In a smash mouth affair, the Big Blue Wrecking Crew defense would come ready to play. A poised Phil Simms would pick apart the San Francisco secondary all day long, completing 15 passes for 181 yards and two touchdowns.
Simms looks over the middle. He's going end zone. It is complete to Lamar.
Touchdown! 49ers quarterback Joe Montana, on the other hand, was shut down as a swarming Giants defense gave him fits.
Montana, play action, found the 10 over the middle, he's got Rice, complete. Free ball! And a fight for it on the field.
Giants have it, Giants have the ball.
Take it. And Giants running back Joe Morris would kick the Big Blue ground game attack into high gear, rushing for 141 yards on the day.
Sam passes end zone. Touchdown.
It gave us confidence because they were the bar at that point in time. And if we felt that we could be competitive with the San Francisco 49ers, we could go on and we can beat anybody because they were the absolute juggernaut in the NFL at that time.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, Greatest Wildcard Games, presented by New York Presbyterian. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, Greatest Wildcard Games, presented by New York Presbyterian.
First and 10. Hampton hits the carry. Hampton is off to the races. Hampton still on his feet. Rodney Hampton, touchdown Giants. 51-yard sprint by Rodney Hampton.
On a cold day in January, Big Blue would host the Minnesota Vikings at Giants Stadium in the 1993 NFC Wild Card playoff game. In a smash-mouth affair between two of the league's best defensive teams, both squads dished out some serious punishment. But the Vikings would strike the first blow.
Back to Graham, double tight end. Makes the handoff, bootlegs right. He might run. He's going to throw long, way down. It is complete touchdown.
I look at the Minnesota game and the playoff game when we was behind, and after halftime we came in and everything started clicking. The running game started clicking, found some creases and bust some long runs.
Hampton gets the call going right, finds a hole right, gets the cross for 40, 35, he's down the right side, he might score, touchdown! Brilliant blocking and brilliant running by Hampton.
I probably had over 150 yards and scored two touchdowns in the second half.
That's all. Hampton inside the five.
We got a couple turnovers, and defense was solid like always, and, you know, we won a football game.
So it's fourth down. Sacked by Hamilton. McMahon again, struggling to his feet.
Great effort by LT and Keith Hamilton, and these fans are going to be thrilled at the turnaround season that Dan Reeves and his coaching staff have given them. Tremendous game and a great victory.
4 years later, the playoff setting would be the same, as the Giants once again hosted the Vikings in the 1997 wildcard game.
It's game time! That's what time it is! That's what time it is! It is game time! Let's win this thing, 0-3! 1-2-3!
Now on a play action, rolls to his right, looks to the end zone! Touchdown! Aaron Pierce makes a sliding grab, and the Giants widen their lead, and the fans go wild. Looking for Carter, intercepted by Seahorn. What a play by Jason! Maynard to hold, high snap, gets it down. DeLuisa's got plenty of distance, ball on its way, and it is good! DeLuisa connects from 52 yards out with 13 seconds to go in the half, and the Giants take a 19-3 lead.
For nearly three quarters, they dominated their Midwestern foes and appeared well on their way to the next round of the playoffs when disaster struck.
Throws left toward the end zone! Touchdown, Jake Brown!
Oh, my God.
That was one of the worst losses of that I can remember. They came back on us. I don't know how many points they scored in that fourth quarter, I don't remember, but it was crazy.
You know what you're going to see now, folks? The onside kick.
It comes to the near side left, and it looks like the Vikings may have recovered it. They have. Takes the snap, gets it down, the kick is up, and good. Disgust on the Giants sideline.
It was very upsetting because I know how hard we had worked, and I thought we really did have the defense to go all the way. And it was just one of those things where we weren't able to be successful that day, but that was a tough loss, and I felt like if we didn't learn anything from this loss, we had to do something about it the next year.
Stay tuned for more Giants Chronicles, Greatest Wildcard Games, presented by New York Presbyterian. Welcome back to Giants Chronicles, Greatest Wild Card Games, presented by New York Presbyterian. To reach the Super Bowl in 2007, the Giants had the daunting task of needing to first win three straight playoff games on the road. And that journey would begin in Tampa against the Buccaneers in the NFC Wild Card Game.
We travel! We went on the road! We didn't travel! We didn't get this show! We come in!
To have a shot at the Lombardi Trophy, the Giants knew they had to do two things well. The first was hit the quarterback.
Hit him once, you come right back and hit
him. Pressure up the middle, he slides left, throws it left for Galloway. Intercepted by Corey Webster.
What a job.
Come on, let's go.
The second objective was don't turn the ball over. And the Giants would execute that plan perfectly against the Bucs.
Manning back to throw. Looks right, throws it for Jacobs, makes the catch at the five, into the end zone for the touchdown. Manning back to throw. Pumps, looks, fires right for Toomer in the end zone. Touchdown, Giants! Lamonte Toomer! They lead it 24-7. Manning, 20 of 27, a buck 85, two touchdowns. Never put the ball in harm's way.
Off to Dallas.
4 years later, in the Giants' Super Bowl winning season of 2011, Big Blue's postseason run would again begin in the NFC wildcard game. But this time, they started at home against the Atlanta Falcons.
First playoff game in MetLife Stadium. Can't get no better weather, can't be no better team, can't get no better teammates. All in today. That's all we got. If you don't put it all in today, you're taking your home. And I don't want to go home.
Atlanta's Michael Turner led the NFC in rushing that year. But the Big Blue defense quickly cut him and the Falcons offense down to size.
Line back to throw. Under pressure. Sack. Lockie Bernard got in there for the sack.
In short yardage situations, Big Blue was even stingier.
Fourth and inches. They're showing power formation. How about this?
Come on, man.
Don't jump. I got it.
Not going to snap it. He does go for it.
He didn't get it. He didn't get it. He did not get it.
And they did not get it.
Running the ball proved to be far more effective for the Giants, as their resurgent ground attack ran wild in the wild card. Atlanta would have no answer for Brandon Jacobs and Ahmad Bradshaw, as the G-men rushed for a season-high 172 yards. Their effort set the stage for the first touchdown of the day.
Manning back to throw. Slants one right to the end zone. Touchdown, Giants. A key mix.
The game was still closely contested in the third quarter when once again Atlanta chose to challenge New York's fourth down defensive prowess.
And Ronnie White short of the first down inside the 21. Falcons, they're going to go for it here on fourth and one. Remember, Ryan got stopped the last time. Here comes Ryan to the line, fourth and inches. Empty backfield, Jones in motion. Ryan's going to keep it. He got stopped. He didn't get there. Second time today, they've been stopped at fourth and inches by the Big Blue defense.
That's what I'm talking about.
The Falcons' failure to pick up short yardage allowed the Giants to have long-distance success.
Eli back to throw. Steps up over the middle. Nicks wide open at the 40. 45 runs through a tackle. There goes Nicks. Gallops over another. He's going to score. 72 yards.
That's some effort there by Hakeem Nicks. Now, he catches this ball in traffic, and he's got three guys around him, and he just splits the difference almost like he hit turbo.
Eli Manning would throw the dagger in the fourth quarter, clinching the Giants' first home playoff win since 2000.
Middle of the field, high post, and it's caught for the touchdown. Mario Manningham with the touchdown.
Dude, you a beast, man. I can't say that enough, man.
Don't hit that, man. The New York Giants are on to the divisional round and a trip to Green Bay against the Packers.
Obviously, in each of the Giants' last two Super Bowl runs, it started with a win in the wild card round. And for the first time, the Giants will be playing the Packers in the wild card round, although the Giants have won their last two playoff appearances at Lambeau Field. That wraps it up for this week's show. So glad you can join us. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Giants Chronicles presented by New York Presbyterian. This segment is brought to you by GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit GEICO.com.